From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In an exclusive interview with NPR, President Obama says he expects a deal on the Bush-era tax cuts to be enacted without major revisions. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this comes in the face of a rebellion within the president's own party.
Hours before the president sat down with NPR, House Democrats surprised the White House, saying they would not vote on the tax cut deal that the White House reached with congressional Republicans. Democrats are upset about the parts of the agreement that disproportionately favor the wealthy. Mr. Obama told NPR's Steve Inskeep that he does not expect the parts of the bill that Democrats dislike to change much.
Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
Ultimately, he predicted that the deal will pass, saying, "Nobody wants to see paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President's interview with NPR can be heard tomorrow on Morning Edition. Senate Republicans have voted to block a measure that would have done away with the rule that prohibits gays from serving openly in the military. Lawmakers on a 57-40 vote falling short of the 60 votes needed to clear a procedural hurdle. Proposed repeal was contained in a defense bill that also contained other initiatives. Maine Representative Susan Collins was the lone Republican voting in favor of the measure.
This bill is important. It's important to our troops. It includes not only the don't ask, don't tell language, it includes a pay raise for our troops who are fighting on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. It improves mental health services.
Democratic-led Senate could try to get the measure through again this year, though time is running out when a new Congress convenes next month. Republicans will control the House and have five more seats in the Senate, making passage even less likely. Despite a struggling economy, auto giant Ford is adding 1,800 jobs. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports Ford is investing $600 million in adding a shift to its Louisville, Kentucky plant.
So far this year, Ford is the world's most profitable car company. It's using some of that money to retool outdated plants. Its Louisville, Kentucky assembly plant will go from being able to make one type of vehicle to as many as six. The retool plant will cost $600 million, adding 1,800 workers, with some laid-off employees returning to their jobs. Ford is not the only Detroit car company to begin retooling plants. Chrysler, which received government bailout money, announced in the last month it's spending $1 billion in upgrades. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
A mixed close for Wall Street today as traders wait to see what kind of compromise on extending Bush-era tax cuts emerges from the Congress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 2 points today, ending the session at 11,370. The Nasdaq was up 7 points to close at 26.16. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 4 points today, ending the session at 12.33. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Protesters in London attacked a car containing Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, though according to Buckingham Palace, neither were hurt in the attack. The violence in Britain, some of the worst in years, comes after lawmakers today approved a controversial hike that would triple tuition fees. Thousands of students were corralled by police near the Parliament building as they clashed with police and smashed windows. The measure to boost tuition bills as a way to reduce Britain's burgeoning budget deficit was approved by a narrow margin, 323 to 302 in the House of Commons. Earlier in the day, small groups of protesters hurled flares, billiard balls, and paint bombs at mounted police. The company SpaceX has now revealed the contents of a secret payload its Dragon spacecraft carried into orbit on its successful test flight yesterday. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the payload appears to have been unharmed.
The Dragon spacecraft completed two orbits before splashing down in the Pacific Ocean. SpaceX had been coy about saying what the Dragon was carrying into space, but the company has now revealed the secret payload, a wheel of Le Bruyere cheese. Le Bruyere is described as a variation of the French Gruyere, buttery and sweet-tasting with nutty overtones. The company says the decision to carry cheese on Dragon's maiden orbital voyage was a tribute to Monty Python. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Law enforcement officials in California today set ablaze a suburban San Diego home they say was packed with materials related to homemade explosives. Officials saying remote-controlled devices were used to ignite the home. Officials say the house was rented by an out-of-work software consultant who allegedly assembled a large quantity of bomb-making materials and included chemicals used by many suicide bombers. They say the man's motivation still is not clear. Authorities say burning the home was the only way they could be certain that all the dangerous elements inside were destroyed. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.